Can we also say that the I sense, the rupa, has already arisen too at that moment of seeing in the same mm-hmm. way, so just the same as the visible object? Okay. And the other thing you mentioned in that context was you said all sabhava rupas, so that is all rupas with their own or particular characteristic or sabhava lasts for 17 moments. So from that it suggests that the asabhava rupas, the rupas without sabhava, don't last for 17 moments?
We have to know what are those asabhava rupa.
Right. So, for example, I think that space element, akasa rupa, is it asabhava rupa? I think it's asabhava rupa.
Because when we talk about asabhava rupa, there are two meanings. The asabhava rupa doesn't have its own arising and falling away or characteristic at all.
Right.
Like the arising and falling away of the sabhava rupa, the upajya, santati, anicchata, charita.
Right.
This is right. So we have to know when we talk about asabhava rupa. And vajivinyati.
Yeah. So they don't have their own arising and falling mm-hmm. away.
And they arise with citta. Yeah.
Okay, so we talk about the moments of the citta, mm-hmm. but not. What about space element, akasa rupa?
It does not arise when it's not conditioned by the four conditions.
But when it does arise.
So there are three asankata, banyati, akasa, and nibbana.
So can one refer to 17 moments of akasa rupa or not?
When it's conditioned by kama or citta or utu or ahara.
Rupa is that which separate kalapas. How can we
say paricheta rupa, conditioned by kama or utu or ahara?
How can we say that that lasts for 17 moments?
Because they arise together and fall away together because they are in between the kalapas.
But kalapas itself don't arise.
What kalapa? We are talking about the paricheta in between the kalapas.
Yes.
Or we talk about the unconditioned akasa.
Yeah, but all kalapas don't arise and fall together.
When kama conditioned kalapa, does it condition only one kalapa? Or group of kalapas? Like hardness here, hardness. Three groups of kalapa at birth moment in human being world.
So when we say space, it's like dividing those three groups?
In between the groups. Otherwise, they cannot be broken.
Nancy, we spoke the other day about closing the gap. I just wanted to come back briefly to that because I wasn't sure if we were on the same page there. Do you see it that the direct understanding is preceded by the correct theoretical understanding?
Not necessarily. I think that understanding can arise without having the theoretical understanding.
Could you give an example?
Well, I think it just makes sense that through experience, with careful awareness, that one does not have to have the theory to develop the understanding.
You mean like no understanding of nama and rupa at all?
My feeling is that one, through careful observation, can understand nama and rupa without the terminology nama and rupa.
So it's the I who is aware or the conditioned sati from hearing and considering which can condition right awareness, direct awareness right now. Because if there is no understanding about the difference of nama and rupa at all, how can awareness arise and be aware just a characteristic and right understanding knows that it is there?
I guess I'm just speaking on a very rudimentary level in that through careful observation one develops understanding about nama and rupa and the distinction between
what do you mean by careful
observation? Just through observing the present moment,
But the observing, can that be I or sati, which arise and falls away by conditions? No selection at all.
Yes.
So it's no one who is aware.
That's correct.
And there must be right understanding with it at that moment too. Otherwise, no use to have it arisen at all, right? So when there is the understanding of anattaness of sati, it will gradually eliminate the idea that I can or I know without the theoretical or previous understanding of realities at all. For example, if we talk about reality right now, how much we know about the meaning or the full meaning of reality? For example, visible object. How careful can there be so that there can be more understanding of it as no one in it at all?
When there's careful observation of such in such a situation, that wouldn't there have to be an idea of a self that observes?
I think that this is the gap, or what you call it, between just being aware or observe and the understanding. For example, at this moment, there can be some understanding about visible object after hearing and hearing a lot that is that which can appear, no body at all. Otherwise, there must be the thinking that it's no body, it's a reality, just thinking. But by understanding the difference between the direct awareness, which is conditioned, no selection, it can be aware of any characteristic as it is, and detached. This is the most important thing, because usually there is desire to have it more and more. But actually, the more there is the understanding, it conditions the detachment from clinging, no matter what time and what place. It can be right now, when there is the understanding of visible object, just direct awareness and understanding, that's all. Because it's known more and more with understanding.
It would seem that if one has the idea that there has to be observation of something, that can't be conditioned for knowing that there's just things arising and falling away without a self. It would seem that that has to be something that has to be learned. It can't be known by just observation.
Observe something, you don't know what to observe.
But that basically means that unless one is introduced to the Dhamma through instruction, then one has no hope of understanding, developing understanding of things. And I'm not quite sure that would be the case.
That's why the Buddha started teaching Dhamma, because if he hadn't started teaching, you'd never know. Otherwise, you're saying that if the Buddha didn't speak, then maybe just observing you could know. And that's not the way it is. The Buddha spoke, and he started the wheel. And it's because the Buddha spoke that there's a chance to have understanding.
Acharya, knowing the difference between moments where there's sati and no sati, is that really enough, or we need to hear more and more continually?
Never enough. You cannot tell the number.
Because nobody's always there to want something, to do something.
So you can see that it's not easy at all to have detachment and much clearer understanding than just a moment, a few moments of direct awareness.
I'm just not quite sure that one would actually have to hear about it to actually develop awareness and precise awareness.
Well, they may
and
have awareness of
through that awareness, understanding. Yeah, so there's a little bit of confusion there in regards to that, because I have only a little bit of information about Buddhism through just my daily life and through my own contemplations. And understandings that develop are not necessarily through the teachings, but that just through awareness and observation.
No one hear about realities at all. Why there is the observation of anything, because we do not hear about seeing or lopa or dosa or whatever it is, how can there be moment of observing? How can it come to observe? For example, now books and things like that, how come there be observation? In what way? as something or what? Or nothing or what? Or not permanent or what? See? How can there be such observation in life?
You don't think that some degree of understanding could arise without actually hearing the teachings in this life? Say you've heard it lots of times before in previous lives and there was some condition that caused some understanding of reality to arise in this life without hearing the Dhamma in this life. Is that not possible?
After Buddha had become enlightened, could there be anyone who haven't heard about the teachings at all become Sotapanna? Even Ananda Bindika, Visakhamikaramata, Sariputta?
No, I don't believe that they could have, but I'm actually talking about this life that we're in. If we hadn't ever...
It can be Sariputta's life in his time. He was born, haven't heard yet, and then came to meet with Asachi.
His understanding was very great to become born. But what I'm asking is, even if you don't hear any teachings from anyone in a life, however, there's a moment of knowing a reality. Is that possible?
Is there any sample?
Well, that's what I'm asking. I don't know.
If there was Satipatthana, then there would be, could be possibility of growing to actual enlightenment from that Satipatthana, that being self-enlightenment. And that can't happen.
Well, Prajeta Buddhas do.
Nasavaka.
Okay, there's accumulations to make it easier for understanding to arise in that present life, say, from having heard it in the past. But it still would need, in this life, the learning of the pariyatti.
Well, that was my question. Does it actually need to be heard again in this life?
And people have the idea also that maybe there was a lot of understanding developed in a previous life and that if they just listen, they can quickly reach that same level they had in some previous life, but may be difficult to go further than that.
Do you have any comment on this?
It depends on right belief or wrong belief of reality right now. When it's right understanding, it is moment of direct awareness. So one can know how can be such penetration. It cannot be without direct awareness at all.
Ajahn, for that direct awareness to arise, would there have to be an appreciation of no self?
Yes, understanding realities.
But appreciation of no self, I'm not sure what you would mean by that.
Otherwise, what can condition awareness? If there's still the idea of self, I'll try very hard.
An intellectual appreciation.
And that is wrong. Because by intellectual study, one just read no self. But at this very moment, how can there be the understanding of no self, of a reality? It's not just no self, no self, no self, but what is here now? Attanuditi or Sakayatiti? No understanding? So what about no self with no understanding? But with understanding, that can be more and more clearer and clearer understanding of reality as a reality, so that it's not anything, not a self.
Can we say that from here and from previous life there can be conceptual understanding towards idea of impermanence and dukkha, but with a self?
Previous understanding can condition understanding as soon as there is hearing about Dhamma.
And
now,
not,
and the
not,
cause, like Sariputta, few words.
And if not hearing the Dhamma,
Sariputta believe his teacher, Sanchai.
I'm talking about people of other religions who
believe in other teachings.
Right, believe in
follow the teacher.
But then have the propensity to observe these things in the conventional world.
Yeah, what's in Sariputta's mind while he was watching the entertainment on the top of the hill? What's in his mind? Right thinking, but not knowing reality at that moment at all. But there's right thinking about life. Even there's the hearing about the impermanence of realities, do we always think about it? Or we think about cork and shirt and flowers?
We know that there are different kinds of right understanding. Right understanding isn't necessarily right understanding of as a path factor or right understanding of satipatthana, because there's right understanding in the development of samatha also. Can one refer to right thinking, right speech, right action not as path factors but just as wholesome chitta seekers, not necessarily as path?
Yes, in daily life. Dhamma is so deep and subtle, we better study carefully. This is right thinking.
But that's right thinking because we see the value of Dhamma.
Accumulation.
And after hearing the Dhamma. What about right thinking without hearing the Dhamma?
Life is not permanent. Next life is so near, it can be now or tomorrow or this evening. I don't think that anyone who haven't heard the teachings will think about understanding reality right now, because they think about other things all the time, precept all the time, concept all the time.
Will the person who has developed Gaura Pandya resist to some extent?
I think that there is no accumulation to have wrong view when one has accumulated enough right view to know what's right and what's wrong. For example, if someone say that let's do this in order to do that, the person who has accumulated right understanding should know better and better why. Why not now? Why not this moment? Can it be directly experienced? If it's not, what's the use of knowing what which hasn't arisen yet or what which has passed completely?
So it's like if someone said that the idea of God, the creator God, because he's accumulated from the past about the importance of understanding what can be observed, he will not be so attracted to such ideas.
Why does one think about that which hasn't seen yet? What about now, which appears? When there is the realization that lots of avicca, which cannot understand reality as it is, then we do not follow any other method at all, but listening, considering, developing the understanding of reality right now. No matter how much one is persuaded, why, what for, why not now? When it's not this moment, it's only expectation. What is the object that can be known? It does not appear. So it's like trying to find something in darkness, or when one is blind, one tries to have something, like the white cloth. When one is given the dark cloth, one believes that it's white.
Right. And it's like that, we're blind, and in the meantime, we easily follow someone who comes up with an idea which seems to promise a result in the future.
Mm-hmm. And it can be one's idea by accumulation. That's why there are many teachers with his own thought.
I was listening to a disc this morning, and I was talking about jetana during vipaka jitta. But what does jetana do?
Its own function.
What is its function in?
Kundalini, could you explain that, please?
Yes, to coordinate the work of the other chittasikas that arising together, that is its task. When it is with each citta, but when it is with kusala and akusala, it has a double task. It wills kusala or akusala, which can bring a result later.
So when you say wills kusala or akusala, in what way? I don't understand how. Yeah. Because at the moment that it arises, say dosa is arising with it.
Yeah. It is the volition or intention. It has a double task, not only supervising the work of the other laborers, but it has also an extra task. It's also called kama, chetana,
yes,
or kama.
Yes, I didn't know what it did in Vipaka Jitta. I'm not quite clear on how it does it in jhāvana, but I'm happy to accept.
But it is called kama, working at the same time, than it is with each chitta. But when it is with lobha or dosa, it is karma which works from a different time, it's called, because it can bring a result later on.